that you do at your Shabbat, executive director. And could you first, before you you do anything else, just explain how you put this together? We were with you. I was so impressed last year.
Well, here's the thing. When you say put this together, you mean the center or the Passover Seder or the whole deal?
The whole deal.
The whole deal, okay. So I could take very little credit for it, only for my part in it. But the truth is that it's very auspicious that we're talking today, because our Grand Rebbe, Rabbi Schneerson, the Chabad Rebbe, passed away in 94. But tonight would have been his 115th birthday.
Really?
And he really started this network of community centers, educational centers, that serve really the entire community. We serve the religious needs of Jewish people, but we also serve the social needs, economic needs, emotional needs of anyone. Welcome to anyone.
And let me say this to you, Rabbi. I remember when you came to Enfield.
Exactly.
I always remember, and you have been all over.
Yeah.
That's the way you live.
And because the Rebbe was a Jewish leader, but he really understood the idea and taught the idea that we have a role to be able to improve the world at large. So therefore, there are centers all over the world based on his inspiration to be able to serve the needs of the community. In Connecticut itself, the Chabad organization has 23 centers.
Really?
Anywhere from Stamford to Storrs, and anywhere from Greenwich to Glastonbury, West Hartford. Literally any town, I'm saying, and we have the idea is to be able to serve anyone in need. So, but when it comes holiday time, we make an extra effort and we open our doors. So all 23 centers throughout the entire state of Connecticut have seders. These are Passover meals open to anyone. What's unique here, and I think you see I'm here with my daughter today.
Yes, yes.
My daughter Mushka, maybe Mushka could say hello.
Good morning, good morning. She's a little shy. She's a little shy.
Usually
you know
she's
something,
not.
Though, I want to say this, and I want to say it publicly. I remember when you first called me, when you first came in, you wanted to sit down with me, and we became friends, and you used to listen all the time.
Absolutely.
And it's just grown and grown and grown, and when I got word, I said, "Where's the rabbi?" I said this last week. He's coming, so I knew you'd be here.
And we had so many, thank God, celebrations together, both on your personal milestones and on our center's milestones. And we, you know, over the last few years, and even it's already like 15 years, that we've gone through a lot and helped many people, but been there for each other.
Now, let me just ask you, because I'm going to, you know, we're going to break for news in a little bit, but then I'm going to keep you because I've got a few things more that I want to talk with you about, because I want you to explain, and there are those who really don't understand what the Seder is.
Absolutely.
And I just thought this morning that, you know, in just a little bit after the news, you could explain that. But you really do. You have a faith that is, I think, a very unusual faith. And you go to everybody. It's not just those of the Jewish faith. It's everybody.
Listen, you know, we teamed up on many things, whether it's toys for the kids or whether it's helping people after a fire.
Toys for Tots.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
were one of the first to come to me.
And because we really do believe that we shouldn't be isolated in our morals, in our ethics, in our compassion. Of course, we have to respect different religions. Every person should choose their own way of serving God. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be there for each other in times of need and in times of happiness.
And you know something? Just look at the success, seriously. That you have. I mean, I remember the night when I went out to your.
That was the Hanukkah big celebration.
Hanukkah. Night. That was one of the best nights I've ever had. Honest to God, it was.
Thank you for saying that.
It really was. And what a terrific turnout we had.
Yeah. And listen, we look for opportunities, especially in today's world. We look for opportunities to bring families together, to bring people together, to be able to celebrate happy times. You know, I don't know when you have to break for news, but can I just leave the number for people if they need a call for the Seder?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I really, you see this? We have this thing. We save the seats for you at the Passover Seder. And who's you? Anybody within the reach of our voice. If you want a place to celebrate the Seder, we have 23 Seders throughout Connecticut. Give me a call, and I'll put you in touch with a local rabbi. 860-659-2422. Again, that's 860-659-2422.
That people can call, and they can go to any one of the Seders.
Exactly. We'll, if they let us know what town they're in, we'll show them where the closest center is, and they'll be warmly welcomed.
Okay. And that number again, my friends, 860-659-2422. We saved a seat for you at the Passover Seder. Delicious, full-course meal, warm and friendly, handmade matzah.
Matzah, and we did matzah this year. We imported handmade, fresh, round matzah directly from Israel. And I actually brought you, I brought for your producer here.
Let's wait till after the news.
You've got
boxes of matzah right here. The first time I've ever had matzah on a live radio broadcast. Rabbi, stay with me. We'll be right. Special guest today.
Hey, but Brad, let me just say, I know Howard personally.
You know Howard?
Yeah, and your previous version of this ad, you used to say that he's a real mensch.
Yeah.
And I want to say that I concur, and he's a real good guy, and I wish him and all his clients and all his customers and all his employees a happy Passover as well.
Boy, that he'll have you doing his commercial before long. But you know something, though? I'm so glad. I knew you were going to come by to see me. And we are good friends. I'm talking with Rabbi Yosef Wolowski. And this is a salute, the Jewish holiday of Passover, fast approaching April 10th through the 18th. Now, when the rabbi came in to see me this morning, he brought with him boxes. Now, what have you got in those boxes, Rabbi?
Well, matzah is a very popular food. It's basically,
absolutely.
It's basically a flat bread cracker. But what we try to do is try to give people a taste of the way it was originally, the original year, thousands of years ago, which is when the Jewish people were really fleeing slavery in Egypt, so they were in a big rush. And because of the rush, they made bread as quickly as possible. And the quickest way to make it is flat and quick. And, you know, and also the crackers are such that they'll preserve for a longer time. So they had more time literally in the desert to eat the matzah. So you could buy matzah in any store. But what we distribute is handmade, round, original matzah from Israel. We actually distribute the original kind, so to speak, and it's called shmura matzah because shmura means guarded. Guarded means that it's supervised from the moment that it's in the field still, because the whole idea is it shouldn't rise, it shouldn't be leavened at all. It should be as flat as possible, and that's the idea. That's one of the main observances of Passover, is to keep it the way it was done in the original year.
So this, you got how many boxes you got? One, two.
Oh no! Here we just brought in a sampling, but we sampling. Anyone who calls us, we deliver it for free, because what we want to do is we want to spread really the celebration and the joy to anyone. We deliver it for free. Some people choose to give a donation, but it's not any type of sale. And we distribute thousands throughout the state of Connecticut. Our own center in Glastonbury, we ourselves distribute 400 packages.
Wow.
I know the big Rabbi Gopin in West Hartford, he distributes much more than that for decades already. So because it's part of the way to bring the joy of Passover to as many
now,
people as possible.
Just explain to my radio audience what this matzah that you have here for us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... six big boxes. How is this made?
It's made, I'll tell you, very quickly, very precisely, and very hot. Basically, the idea is, and we sometimes lead tours of matzah bakeries, because from the beginning to the end of the baking is not more than 18 minutes.
Really?
And the idea, and you'll see, you saw on the matzah has holes in it because you literally punch holes in it to make sure that it doesn't rise. So from the moment the bread, from the moment that the flour and the water touch until it comes out of the oven fresh and ready to eat is less than 18 minutes. So it's a very quick process, really, again, to replicate the original Exodus from Egypt.
This is, you know something? This is always, and you always surprise me. See, you call me sometimes during the week. We'll talk about this or that, but on a day like today, because I had you all scheduled, I said, where is he? I said to Christian, my producer, and I said, is he here? She says, no. I said, oh, and then all of a sudden, and you do this all the time to me, and I fall for it. You arrive in person. You have your daughter with you this morning, and you've got boxes of matzah.
Yeah. Never come to Brad's show empty-handed.
But anyway, this is quite a story. And how many centers like yours in Glastonbury do you have in Connecticut?
The Chabad movement has 23 centers throughout Connecticut. And again, like I said, it's inspired by the Rebbe's vision to be able to uplift anyone in our community. So religiously, we have services, we have holiday celebrations, mainly on the Jewish holidays, obviously. But for social needs and for just a place for people to come together and maybe to be heard if need be, we're open to anyone.
Okay, now, the telephone number that we are going to give, and we gave just before the news, this is so people can make reservations. Is that the reason?
Absolutely. Either to make reservations or to request their own packet of Shmura Matzah. That's the number right there, 860-659-2422.
860-659-2422. Now, they actually are given the matzah.
Absolutely.
That's fabulous.
They could come to the Seder and have it for themselves. They could take a packet with them, or we could deliver it to them.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the Seder. I've been.
Yeah, good. I love the questions you have.
No, seriously. When I went to the first one, when you invited me and I brought some friends, it was fascinating because I had never been to a Seder before.
So the word Seder means order. But what it really means is a formal way to celebrate the Exodus. So let me just give you one snippet. Jewish holidays are not designed to be commemorations. Commemoration means something happened 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, 3,000 years ago, and we remember it by commemorating it somehow, by some ritual. That's a very small part of the Jewish holidays, all holidays. Jewish holidays are not meant to be commemorations. They're meant to be live experiences. In other words, we are supposed to experience the Exodus. So another way of saying that is, we're supposed to experience freedom now, not just to commemorate what happened thousands of years ago. Because, I mean, let's face it, we are all enslaved to something.
No question about it. You know something? I remember when you first told me that, and I thought about it on the way home that night, and I said, you know, he's right.
Now, some people, unfortunately, we know, are enslaved to other human beings. And that's a travesty and tragic any time such a thing happens anywhere. But even a free person, like us, living in the land of the free and the home of the brave, we are still enslaved to something. We might be enslaved to our job. We might be enslaved to a negative habit. We might be enslaved to maybe a deficiency in knowledge or education. The question is, do we have the ability in the here and now, right now, in 2017, do we have the ability to break free of that enslavement, whatever it is? And the story of Passover is meant to be an experience of freedom to say, yes, we are able as human beings to change our habits, to graduate a level, and to be really a new person anytime we take it upon ourselves to do that. So the Seder is designed to help us break free of things that otherwise would hold us back.
You know, another thing, too, when we first met, and we are very good friends now, through all of this, one of the things, as far as myself as a human being, is the way you are with people. And you are not just, you know, in one particular category. You serve people. And to me, that is what we all should do.
Listen, thank God, my wife, you heard this and myself, when we started here in Glastonbury, or it's already going to be going on 17 years, we made it our mission not to get caught up in organizational stuff to the extent that it impedes us from reaching out to people. And I was speaking to you earlier, in a place like we live, east of the river, which we serve 23 towns, we can't just sit there and say, here, if you want to celebrate, come to us. Because it's very difficult sometimes for people, especially families with children, or maybe even people who are not knowledgeable enough to come out. So we very often are on the road, taking the show on the road, if you will, but to be able to bring the joy and the celebration to people in their own place.
Well, I always remember Enfield, my old hometown.
Yeah.
I mean, what you did there.
And since then, we started a new celebration in Enfield every Hanukkah at the mall. So yeah, that's part of our model. But you said about that's what we should all be doing. In our own lives, every single one of us, anyone hearing this, knows that we could influence other people in a joyous and meaningful way. You know, sometimes we take things for granted, and we just say, who am I? What difference could I make? And I think the story of Passover and what you're pointing out about what our center does is the power of an individual to make a big change.
I know there are many listening that don't realize that you have that many, you know, places around the state of Connecticut.
In all, I'm telling you, we have, you know, anywhere from New Haven to New Canaan, and I mean, literally, Litchfield, Wesleyan University. We really do have, in that way, the state covered, so that any person who wishes to attend a family, community-oriented Seder has a place to go.
You know, I'll never forget when you first came to me. And you were one of our listeners, and you came on the show, and we talked and so forth. And I had people ask me, how did you ever get a Jewish rabbi, a young Jewish rabbi, on your program? I said, I didn't ask him. He asked me.
Yeah, and
I said, he came here.
And I'm very glad that you said yes and very grateful for our relationship. You know, sometimes we said we're enslaved to something. Sometimes we're enslaved to ingratitude or taking things for granted. I don't take our relationship for granted. I don't take what we do for granted. And that adds to the joy of life and really to the meaning of what we do every single day.
And you know something, the wonderful thing that I have found with you and with folks that associate with you is, you know, helping this person, helping that person, and we're all in the same room.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know,
all at
really
the same
are.
Table, all at the same agenda.
Same agenda.
Yeah.
Same agenda. No, and you do things like this morning, because I've said he better be here,
no.
and I know you.
you talk about the ability to go out and help others. The matzah, part of the reason why it's so flat is because matzah is meant to represent humility. The key ingredient that destroys relationships, really, is arrogance and ego. And what holds relationships together is humility, when we have real, genuine ability to leave space for someone else. So if there's one message of the matzah, it's be a little more humble, be a little more reflective, allow space for others, allow place for God, and then it will be more harmonious in all areas.
Rabbi Yosef Wolowski, a dear, dear friend of mine, and here is the telephone number, 860-659-2422. Now, repeat again what that number will get them.
The number will get you a reservation at any Seder table in our 23 centers throughout the state of Connecticut. If you wish, it will get you your own packet of matzah, hand-baked shmura matzah, for this year Passover. So just give us a call, 860-659-2422. And we'll be in touch for happy reasons.
You know, Rabbi, there's very few that are doing what you're doing on the radio early in the morning. But
Listen, it's not as early as you are.
Well, it's become, seriously, this has become a tradition for me on this radio program. And Dan is going to be doing a report in just a few minutes from Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, I know. And regards to, we have a volunteer, not a volunteer, we have a congregant who works for the Richmond Flying Squirrels.
Are you kidding?
IJ Balaban, yeah.
And they're going to take on the Yard Goats.
I know. So we have a conflict of who to root for, but we know who we're rooting for.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for continuing your tradition with me, and anything you need.
Absolutely.
All you
Thank
have
you.
To do is call.
Thank you. God bless you and your audience. Happy Passover to all.
Thank you. Okay, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be right back, and Mr. Lavallo will be joining us. He's going to have a report from Richmond, Virginia for us this morning. Stay with us.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now.